We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, welcome back. It is Hardline here on News Radio 930 WBEN, the final segment this Sunday morning. And we are joined by Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. Mickey, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Mickey, I'm doing well this morning. You released a pre-foreclosure default release, data on pre-foreclosure default. And I'm very tongue-tied this morning. Before getting into what we found, what is a pre-foreclosure default?
Sure. So since the beginning of COVID-19 pandemic, there have been several state and federal moratoriums on foreclosures. And the last remaining state foreclosure moratorium ended in January of 2022. Because of this, we know there hasn't been foreclosures filed in the clerk's office. We normally receive 2,000 foreclosures per year. So that's 2 years, that's 4,000 foreclosures. So a pre-foreclosure notification is anyone who is 90 days or more behind on their loan, the banks have to report that data to the New York State Department of Financial Services, and they report it to our chief housing agency, Belmont Housing Resources. And there are about 2,930 homeowners in Erie County who received this pre-foreclosure default notice, meaning they haven't made their payment in 3 months. A foreclosure has not been filed in the clerk's office, which is a Liz Tendon, and they're just awaiting the next steps.
So 3 months, no payment. It hasn't been filed yet, but is that a warning that it could be filed any minute?
It could be filed any minute. Usually the banks will not take payment anymore after 90 days. And Joe, this is why we issued the report. We've been following this, working with the West New York Law Center, Belmont Services, and of course, the Department of Financial Services. We believe that number is low, that many of the banks don't report that pre-foreclosure notice to the state of New York. So couple that with nearly 4,000 average foreclosures over the 2 years that weren't filed, and another 3,000 that we know received this pre-foreclosure notice, we are very concerned because of COVID-19 and other things, everyone falls on hard times, but we don't want people to panic. You know, there's help, and we're there, and that's why we issued the report to make sure that people take the proper next steps.
So now, have you been in contact with those individuals that got those reports, and what can they do to stay in their home? What's a step they must take or can take to reach out to the county?
Well, the first thing we want to do, and we'll be, we've started a campaign. We're working with the West New York Law Center, Belmont Housing, Buffalo Werbeling, all of our not-for-profit partners who are part of the Stay in the Home campaign, Senator Tim Kennedy's office, is the most important thing is to stay in your home. We want people to stay in your home. So if you're behind on your loan, stay in your home. And what you can then do is you can work with a not-for-profit, HUD-approved housing counseling agency who can help give you proper advice and negotiate with your mortgage company. That is free. There's no income restrictions. Anyone can apply for that. If you live in Clarence, New York, and if you live in Lackawanna or South Buffalo, New York, if you live in Amherst, that is free legal advice. And what happens, Joe, is And we're seeing it. Once it's filed in the clerk's office, it now becomes a public record. So they work with the housing agencies to keep the confidentiality of the matter. But once it's filed in my office, that's a public record. And what does that do? That triggers people, investors, scammers who want to take advantage of people. So if they stay in their home and we can come up with a plan and a strategy for them, it's not only good for the homeowner, it's good for the bank. Because now under the 2016 law that I advocated for and was passed, landmark legislation that was just, there was a statewide report on the effectiveness of the legislation that I championed, that people stay in their home and we come up with a plan and a strategy to keep them in their home, and then we make good decisions. But you're getting free legal advice. Don't take those phone calls from people to say, hey, we can buy your house for you. Please call my office or call the foreclosure hotline and we'll help you.
Now, these are the pre-foreclosures, and as you said, there was a moratorium until January. Have there been any foreclosures in Erie County? Are they going back? Are they actually now going forward with foreclosures? Or in Erie County, are we still in this pre-foreclosure state with most properties?
So remember, there were banks that before the moratoriums, they were going to file foreclosures, so there were people even behind then. So yes, there were a few court-ordered foreclosures. We worked on a property working with the town of Sloan where there was blight in a building that was falling down. We were able to work with the courts. We got that property demolished working with the banks. I mean, that's what we do, Joe. We are now the experts working with the not-for-profits and the leaders in the state of New York. So yes, I mean, these pre-foreclosures are pretty serious. If people are 90 days or more behind on their bills, what we're saying to them is free help is available, but I'm so concerned about scams and those who promise a guarantee of stopping foreclosure. There's nothing you can do without working with the bank, and many of these scammers, they offer a charge for service that could be provided for free. So we don't want people to lose their equity. And as you know, we are in unprecedented times because there is low inventory. And, you know, families are struggling. And, you know, just to give you an example, you know, the default rate on mortgages soared to 11.8% in 2020. It's now about, you know, in 2021, about 5.3%. At the height of the foreclosure crisis of the Great Recession, the mortgage default rate topped at probably about 3.8%. But remember, we didn't have the overspending. The overbidding of many of these homes, people overpaying, multiple offers, low inventory. I'm very concerned that we're facing a major crisis, not only in Erie County, but in the state of New York.
What about someone who's listening who got one of those notices and, you know, in a panic, took one of those calls from someone saying they could get out of their foreclosure, they could help them with this? Should they still try to get in contact with you guys? Is there something you can do if they, you know, in a moment of panic, answer one of those calls and signed up for something?
Yes, there is. This is confidential service. Joe, as you know, when people are dealing with their finances, people are very proud. We're very proud people in Western New York. And we don't blame people because of COVID-19. Many people, you know, they stretch their income to possibly work a second job, you know, do a side hustle. To afford a house. People had to overpay. And I really feel sorry for the millennials who are trying to get into new homes and they can't afford it. But yes, free help is available. If you can write this down, 828-8429. That's the foreclosure hotline. That's a confidential hotline. Or you can go to stayinyourhomewesternnewyork.com. And if you have started a process, you know, when we passed that legislation back in 2016, there are things in the legislation that help you along the way to make sure that there is a conference where you can meet with the banks. But, Joe, I'll give you this story. You really give a good point. On Valentine's Day, I received a phone call from a broker who said that there was a woman, a senior citizen from Orchard Park, New York, who was going to lose her home on the next day in the clerk's office. Is there anything we can do? Well, we worked our tail off. I contacted the attorneys who who were going to be performing the foreclosure. We worked with the family members. The next day, I went to see Judge Case. Judge Case met us in his chambers, unprecedented, was very welcoming, and we got to stay in that case. And the reason why I'm telling you that is I can't do that 2,900 times. You know, that was working with the West New York Law Center, working with the courts. It was a very unusual situation where we were able to save that woman, and she ignored notices for nearly 2 years on her foreclosures. And then the moratorium ended, and they were going to foreclose upon her. So in the beginning, if you start with us fresh, it gives us more opportunity. And not to mention that Erie County, if you're tax delinquent, charges nearly 18% if you're behind on your taxes. And we're going to be looking at, you know, they haven't had a foreclosure auction in 2 years. We're going to be looking at tax delinquencies added on to this. So it's really a dire time in Erie County. I know we hear the positives about the housing markets, but the realities are going to come true, and the data doesn't lie. We're facing a major crisis.
And, you know, you've mentioned these notices. Also, something we have talked about with you on this show before, and that is the zombie homes, the zombie properties. Are we seeing a rise in those over the last year?
Well, actually, we've seen a lowering. The law, that's what I mentioned, that report that was written by LIFT, a statewide report saying the 2016 law is doing its job. It's giving municipalities a tool. I meet with the municipalities every single Friday. We meet quarterly with the code enforcement officers with the West New York Law Center, our Stay in Your Home campaign. We're in constant contact with people. So we have been able to really bring down and diminish zombie properties in the community. However, now with these pre-foreclosures and COVID-19, I do believe the pandemic has further complicated the battle against zombie properties in the fight to preserve home ownerships. Families are struggling, and for many homeowners across Erie counties, it does indicate, Joe, that another foreclosure crisis is on the horizon. So even though we've done a great job, people are overspending. Those 3,000 notices are an indication, a precursor to a possible crisis. And we have the tools, but I'm very concerned. And if people can just, like I said, help is available and it's free. And, you know, these are people that do this on a daily basis. And if you're experiencing a hardship due to COVID-19 or another issue, there are other options for you out there. So we just want to make sure that people know about these free services.
Yeah, because once the house is foreclosed, I mean, that's pretty much it, right? It's in the hands of the bank. So you want to do everything you can before that. Don't ignore this call to you now, but maybe ignore those ones that come up as spam on your phone.
And that's the reason why I gave the example of that senior citizen is just because a Liz pendant or a foreclosure has been filed in the clerk's office, that's not the end of it. You do not leave your home. That's why we say if you're behind on your loan, stay in your home. It's just the beginning of the process. And that process could take up to a year and a half to 2 years or longer. So believe me, the banks like when the people stay in their home because the house is being maintained. We're preventing blight in the neighborhood. And it stops many of the municipalities from having to go out, cut the grass. The neighbors get concerned. There is just so many positives. And prevention is key. You know, home abandonment should never be a first resort. It's a last resort. And vacant properties remediation, it's really, to me, being a former local official, a council member in the city of Buffalo, addressing neighborhood blight is the number one thing. So, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, Joe. And, you know, we have the tools. If you follow them, we may be able to save some homeowners or keep some equity. And if people do have to leave, you want them to leave with equity, with their head held high, and they know that they weren't taken advantage by someone who's looking to make money off them.
Mickey, looking around the clerk's office, you had a reopening of a satellite office for pistol permits. How are the permit process going in the county?
Great. You know, yesterday I was out in Evans, and an event, a couple hundred people there, and I get so many positive comments. look, we're getting back into the community. We're out in Evans. We're seeing a tremendous amount of people. And this has been my mantra. We're bringing government closer to the people. People don't, if they come downtown, sometimes they have to pay. It's just the beginning, Joe. We're working on a dealer portal where people won't have to come downtown or won't have to go into a satellite office, that they'll be able to get that done at the point of transaction. So, you know, we're modernizing the office, whether it's the pistol permit office, the auto bureau, the registrar's office. I'm going to continue to do that as Erie County Clerk.
And the no appointments at the DMV, that's here to stay? I'm sorry, no walk-ins.
I received a phone call from a gentleman, and he said, is this a COVID policy? I said, no, it's not. We're seeing a tremendous amount. I talk to people all the time. It's great for the public because they can get in and out. But, Joe, I have to tell you, if someone doesn't have access to a computer, they may not have a senior citizen, they can call 858-8864. We make the appointment for them. But this is what I want to tell you, and this is what's going on. I just got a call the other day. People who go online, you cannot go online, and the state is pushing people to go online. If you go online and you do your transaction, we'll say a registration, that registration that's printed out is only good for 90 days. If you are pulled over by law enforcement, you will get a ticket. You can't say, well, I did this. It is still expired. That is only a temporary registration. If you come into the auto bureau, one of the auto bureaus nearest you, you get it right then and there. So if you start with us, you end with us. And people are finding out that, oh, I went online. I haven't heard from Albany. They haven't sent me a reminder. I don't know what to do. Well, you know what you need to do is you need to come into the auto bureau, give yourself peace of mind. Law enforcement has been good. There are no executive orders to give you a stay. You're going to get a ticket, and I don't want people to get a ticket, or I don't want people to get a ticket for peeling plates. I'm seeing a lot of peeling plates. If you come into the auto bureau and you have plates that are not custom plates, you can exchange them, no charge, and we'll give you a brand-new spanking nice plate. So there's no excuse for peeling plates. And I just want to let you know, I've had a couple people come in. I was at Southgate the other day, and they were really distraught because they received a ticket. And I told them that was only good, and it's only good for 90 days when you print it off the computer. So if it's done online and you do not receive it within 90 days, you're going to get a ticket.
Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. Mickey, always good catching up with you. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, bud.
That is Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns, and that is Hardline for April 3rd, 2022.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.